Hello?
Hi, is this Nathan?
Yeah, this is Nate.
Hi, this is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Nicole, good. How are you?
Pretty good. You have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted to give you a call. I know you were looking to bring on some additional working capital for the business.
Right.
And what were you going to be using the working capital for exactly?
Well, a combination of things. I'm hoping to get 150,000 or so, and paying off a debt, as well as investing into a new website for both companies. So, two websites. They both need one needs massive upgrades, which is going to cost me 5 to 10,000. But we also invest a lot in Facebook advertising. For a fitness business and in
Does
physical
that work out
therapy.
pretty well?
Fitness is doing good. There's a lot of room for a lot of potential in both companies. Right now we've just kind of been on cruise control for a while, and so both companies have a ton of potential. I'm a physical therapist, and I have my doctorate in physical therapy. I started here in Helmet Island in 2002. So I got caught up in 2008. I bought two commercial buildings at the same time in 08. And then right after that, like shortly after that, the recession started to kick in, and I just really I lost both buildings, and now my situation is I lease. I don't own the buildings anymore. But I lost a lot of money back then. So this is the last debt that I have. This is it. I'm done. So I want to pay that debt off. Of course, my credit score is going to shoot up, and I'd also like to get a line of credit for equipment leasing. All the equipment I have right now is all owned. I own it 100%, but it's older. So it's my members, and we have about 1,200 members. We keep it in good shape, but it's time to get new equipment in. And every so often it's nice to get some new stuff. So I have a very good loyal base of customers, both patients and clients, and I have both physical therapy and my fitness businesses working side by side. So that's kind of a quick overview of kind of what I need the funds for. As well as what we're planning on doing.
Are both the businesses in the same building, or are they? They are.
Yeah, and I have some satellite locations too that are small, but our main location has about 17,000 square feet, and about 2,000 square feet is our physical therapy. But we also utilize the space and the equipment in the fitness side. So it kind of creates a good cycle, or when the patients are done with physical therapy, they join the gym, and when the patients get injured, they come to see us for physical therapy. But they're under the main location where we have our membership base is all at one location.
Perfect. Now, let me see here. You said some of the debts that you were looking to pay off, do these have to do with the judgments that were from 2014?
It's a bank that's had a judgment on me for several years. I have an attorney. His name's Kevin Campbell, and he's the best. He's been awesome. He since I started to work with him a few years ago, he's been awesome. This is the last bit of the debt that I'm settling. So he's working with the bank directly,
And
and
this is for the commercial property, or was it for something else?
No, it was the bank actually, this is in back in like 2010, gave me a loan. So it just was, the economy still wasn't doing that great, and we were sputtering, and I ended up had to default on it. In 2000, and so I fought like heck just to not do bankruptcy through 2000 and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and so that's kind of my quick story. Is I just did not want to do bankruptcy, and
yeah.
So I fought through it, and then things started to get better and better in 2000. Once I started working with this attorney, actually, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16. Now things are moving back up. So I've been able to settle all the debt except for this last bit.
Okay.
I know it's a lot, but it's I'm going to settle at a fraction of the debt.
This is the one that's for about $226.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm working on my attorney's trying to settle that at a fraction, hopefully less than half of that. And he's been very successful so far, being able to settle all the other accounts that I've had. And I've paid off a lot of them, and just through the years just did whatever I had to not, do bankruptcy back in those tough years. And so everything's been better and better. My company's grown again. I have about 30 employees now, and I have a couple of satellite locations, but one main location.
Okay, 30 employees?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a lot.
With both companies, both physical therapy and fitness. So I have about 10 employees in physical therapy and about 20 in fitness.
Okay.
Not all of them are full-time, of course. Many of them are part-time.
Okay, perfect. And then was there a time frame for getting the funding?
The sooner the better. Right now my attorney is basically waiting for me to be able to get these extra funds to be able to
negotiate the debt.
Yeah. So we're kind of in that point where he's negotiating, and I'm also trying to make sure I have the extra cushion money, not just for this settlement, but also to really invest back into the company. Like I said, the websites, equipment, the growth of the company. So I'm looking to potentially go into a new location as well, but it's all dependent on these other factors first. Because, first things first, and then negotiate potentially a new lease, but I'm going to really negotiate a really good lease rate. There's a lot of good opportunities out there right now, so I'm just trying not to spread myself too thin and make sure I'm not underfunded. Back in 2008, I learned the hard way that I was underfunded, and before I bought the buildings. And then with the recession, it bit me. So anyway,
you aren't alone.
I know, that's the comforting thing in a way for me. I don't feel too dumb, although I made dumb mistakes. I realized that it was really the economy that did it.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people, they couldn't predict that. So, we hear that a lot, actually. So, we've reviewed everything, and I kind of wanted to go over where we see everything, our standpoint, and what we're able to offer.
Okay.
Now, we do offer working capital. We do offer equipment financing as well.
Right.
We first want to start with the working capital, because I think that was more of the immediate need. And then after that, we can look at what kind of equipment needs you have, and then see what kind of approvals we can offer. Now,
my quick thought on that is maybe it's best just to get the debt and the judgments off my account so that I can qualify for the best rate possible for equipment financing.
Yes.
You tell me how that works best, but that's what I was thinking
would
be the best rate.
That would definitely benefit you. Absolutely.
Okay.
So we can, if you want to wait till it's cleared and wait a few months, then we can do that. If it's something where you have an immediate need, we can see what we can do at this point. But yes, you would be correct. If that was cleared off there, then the approvals we could issue for you would be much better for equipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, have you submitted this file to somebody else? Because we also received from, it looks like a broker, they had sent your working capital file to us. So we are issuing an approval, but they submitted your file as a bank, another broker, it looks like.
Yeah, I submitted as well to a couple other places.
Okay.
I'm just kind of obviously trying to shop and get the best deal possible. I did have an on deck loan that I paid off completely a couple weeks ago. So I'm hoping to get similar financing to that. I've had the judgment on me for a couple of years now.
So we offer a lot of different programs, and we are going to issue an approval, but you know, we're not able to offer our best approval because of the judgments. It's really hindering the best thing that we could offer you as a business. Not to say we can't do it once those are cleared, you know, do a refinance and get you into something better, but we couldn't qualify you for all of our different programs. That was because the combination of the judgments as well as the FICO score, which came in at 599. With that being said,
when I look at my score, it comes up at 618, which isn't great, but when I look up my credit score on Experian, it comes up at 618. So
we have 599, and I'd be happy to send you a copy of your credit report. The drop in the score may be due to other people running your credit. I'm just guessing. I have no idea. So if you
I just checked it last night just out of curiosity. I check it pretty often.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I can. I'll send you a copy, and then you can see what we're looking at as well.
Well, it's interesting that I get a report through, and I purchased that, you know, freecreditreport.com thing.
Yeah.
And it's, I just don't know why. But yeah, you know, my attorney is also trying to help me improve my credit score. So I'd be curious why it's different. But is
I'm
it Experian?
Yeah, it is Experian. We pull Experian.
I don't know why, but
I'll send you a copy just so you can compare.
That may be something my attorney can help me fix. You know,
there's
a reason there's I'm showing 618 and you're getting 599. So.
Right. So the judgments are the main issue, I would say, at this point. What we're able to offer right now would be an approval of $125,000 over a 9-month term. We would be able to refinance in, let's say, about 4 months, maybe 4.5 months. And at that time, if things are, you know, looking better, then we can definitely look at those other programs for you. Just our hands are kind of tied right now. So with that being said, we'd be at, on 125 over 9 months, we'd be at about 912 a day. Monday through Friday.
Okay, so $912 a day.
Correct.
Let me grab that and here.
We could put a prepayment discount in there if you chose to pay the loan off early, or you could do a refinance. About four and a half months into it. And then, obviously, look at everything again.
Okay. So what? So a daily pay is 912. And how many payments? What is that?
21. There's 21 payments a month.
How many total payments?
Oh, so that would be 189 payments.
Okay. And then when is the early? The early payoff discount, what does that look like?
So it's going to be, it'll be custom to your agreement, and it'll just be based off when you pay the loan off. So if you paid it off in month 3, it'll show exactly how much you'll save. And then if you want to pay it off in month 8, obviously there's less interest on month 8 because you're towards the end, so you wouldn't save as much. So it'll just be listed, you know, month 3, month 4, month 5, month 6, what the different savings is if you just want to pay the complete loan off early.
Right. Yeah, I'm just trying to look at wherever I can potentially save money.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to try
to
really generate a lot of income over the next several months, especially January 1st. We get a lot of our New Year's resolutions. And so I want to put that money right towards my debt so that You know, so that the sooner I can say I'm debt free completely, the better. And
yeah, absolutely. So we can definitely customize that in the agreement for you.
Okay.
And there are some items we would need before funding, but we could get you the documents out, you know, today if you wanted them. It looks like we're looking for, did we get processing statements?
What statement?
The merchant processing statements. Oh, I do see them here. Okay. Yeah. There's just a couple of, yeah, I do see them here. So there's just a few items they would want before funding. So they could potentially fund this week. Today's Wednesday. Could potentially fund Friday, maybe Monday. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Okay. Let me run these numbers and you know, and then so you're saying $125,000 is what you're able to do at this point.
Can
go higher than that? Or?
I will ask if I can get a bump up from there. More than happy to ask for you.
Okay, and then are there any other fees?
Let's see here. There might be a site inspection. There may be a site inspection. I got to see if they're requiring one, and that would be $300. Looks like.
What do? They just see that I'm actually exist.
Yeah, no, they do. They, a third party comes out, and they'll just come out and just take a few photos.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they're requiring it for your file.
Yeah.
I'm not
just
seeing it, but I just want to make sure.
Nowadays, it shouldn't be required. Because you can go on Google Maps and see, you know,
yeah.
like I can wave to you from Google.
Well, the reason they've had that is because there actually have been, there's been fraud cases in the past where people, you know, somehow, you know, make up this whole business, which is
I could see that, but yeah, I've been here a long time now. So.
I don't even know if they're going to require it for your
right.
particular file, to be quite honest. So
yeah, I try to save every nickel and dime I can.
Yeah. So if they're not requiring that, and, you know, I can even ask if they could waive that if they do need it for you,
mm-hmm.
You know, just to help you out.
Right, right.
Are you there?
Okay, so, yeah, I'm here. I wasn't sure if you were.
So do you want to let me know today, and then we can get documents out to you?
Sure. Yeah, let me, what is your direct number?
My direct number is
858-381-4423.
And we would just need a driver's license copy and voided business check to create documents for you. And then you can review everything. I mean, we would request the early payoff addendum for you as well.
Okay. What as far as seeing the early payoff discount, are you able to? Is that something you can email me?
It's generated when we request the documents.
Okay.
So I can't get it separate because it is unique to each transaction.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then going back to the question because I just drew a blank. Did you say 125 is the most you can do, or are you checking to see?
I will check for you. Yeah, I will ask. And were you wanting something closer to 150? Is that what it was?
Yeah, 150 gives me that comfort zone where, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I can get. Right now is a critical time to invest in my company, not just the debt. I'm talking about all those other things because when we come into the fall and the New Year's resolutions, I want to be really, I really want to do some great things this year.
Sure.
But the next two months, I really need to get ready for our fitness members, and physical therapy is the busiest time of the year for us is now, actually, October through April, because I'm somewhat seasonal. So I want to just make sure we have equipment. I want to make sure I'm, you know, moving forward,
sure,
that the websites are looking awesome and all that. So.
Why is the why is it more popular or busy around this time for physical therapy?
Well, we live on Hilton Head Island. We're seasonal. So
mm-hmm.
in the summertime, we get a lot of vacationers. And it's
right.
also hot. It's also very hot here. So our residents, our permanent residents, move away. So they go up north
mm-hmm.
where it's cool in the summertime. And then they come back usually in late September, early October. All
okay.
of our regular patients come back. And then they, there's a lot of wealthy people that live on Hilton Head Island.
Yeah.
And so they have multiple homes. So they come and they live in their rich, beautiful homes. And, you know, Wexford, Long Cove. Have you ever been to Hilton Head Island?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's kind
it's
of
a big golf spot, right?
Yeah, big golf. And it's
yeah.
tennis is huge. Like, we have the most number of tennis courts
okay.
per square footage in anywhere in the country. Like,
yeah.
there's just golf and tennis players everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're all retired, semi-retired, or just crazy wealth.
Yeah.
And so we get our regular physical therapy members are really October through April. And then
mm-hmm.
then a lot of them move away.
We
have stability, though, because we have a lot of Medicare patients. So mm-hmm. even in the summertime, it's slower, but it just picks up the rest of the year. And then
yeah.
the summertime, we get all of our vacationers. So our fitness center actually does great or better in the summertime. But then we have January, which is our number one month. January,
yeah.
February, March, which those 3 months are good too. So it's kind of seasonal for fitness in that January, February, March are good. And then
mm-hmm.
our summer tourists really boost up our summer income because they come and they work out for a day or for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just cash flow for the summer. So that's kind of the cycles of my business. So
yeah.
both businesses complement each other with income.
It sounds like it, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
very good. Well, let me check on that increase for you. I will shoot you an email, and
okay.
then once we figure that out, we can generate the documents for you for your review, so you can just
okay.
look at all the details and the early payoff discount and all that.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, I'll get back with you early. Let's see, you guys are you in New Mexico?
We are in California, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The phone number popped up as New Mexico.
Oh, it did? Oh, that's interesting. Huh.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because I know when I talked to John, he was in San Diego.
You're in
San Diego?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here too.
It's one of my favorite cities. So
do you come out here ever?
A lot, yeah. I go to a lot of fitness conferences, and I'm actually
okay.
going out there. Actually, I'm going to be in, I don't know if I'm going to go to San Diego, but Brendan Burchard, have you ever heard of him?
No.
Brendan Burchard is a motivational speaker. He's like the next Tony Robbins.
Okay.
And he's got a huge following. Actually, he's probably bigger than Tony Robbins almost. But he's doing I'm actually going to go, I'm vegan as well, so I'm plant-based,
okay.
whole food vegan. So
yeah.
in 2.5 weeks, I'm going to the Plant Pure, I'm sorry, it's called the Plantrition Conference
mm-hmm.
in Santa Clara. No, I'm sorry. I'm getting my conferences mixed up. That's in Santa Ana.
Santa Ana, okay.
So that's in like 2.5 weeks, so I'm going to be out there for that.
Right.
I was thinking about going down to San Diego for Brendan Burchard.
Okay.
But I've decided I'm just going to stick with the Plantrition. You can
yeah.
check it out. It's called Plantrition, I think it's .com. Oh, it's PlantritionProject.com.
Plantrition.
And if you're interested in being healthy, like with vegan, plant-based, whole food, vegan, it's
yeah.
the best conference to go to. And
okay.
I went there last year, and it's phenomenal.
I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, I don't really.
It's a weird name, but it's Plantrician Project.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't eat meat? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, not too much. Sometimes I eat fish, but that's about it.
I switched over about almost two years ago, I switched. And actually this evening I'm talking to a group. I'm speaking at in a church group.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's actually a local plant pot,
uh-huh.
But they do it in a church. So I'm speaking tonight on it. But PlantricianProject.com, and you'll see all the speakers, and
mm-hmm.
there it's phenomenal. And I'm typically the only physical therapist that goes. Last year, I think there was one other that I didn't meet that I heard of.
Yeah.
And there's like 600. This year, it's probably going to be like 600 or 700 medical doctors, and then probably 200 to 300 registered dietitians. So it's really a big health. It's a big health movement. It's hit in California first through Kaiser Permanente,
mm-hmm.
But they're also it's also going to be all throughout the nation here within a few years.
Were you saying you had switched over a few years ago? Was that just you weren't eating
yeah.
meat, or just vegan?
No, I was pretty healthy, but we're nowhere close to being healthy like I am now. Where it's really called plant-based whole food vegan is kind of the key word,
mm-hmm.
understanding how to be a smart vegan, because
mm-hmm.
you can be vegan and be unhealthy too. So,
yeah.
But being a smart, healthy vegan, and what I call is, I do it for four reasons. Number one is for health. Number two is for animal ethics. Number three is for the environment. And number four is really for financial sustainability of the earth, as far as it's ridiculous to spend money in animal agriculture when we can spend that money towards feeding starving people. So
mm-hmm.
it's like all four realms really have come to, you know, from my understanding of how I feel comfortable explaining it, because it's, as a healthcare provider, it's not just about health. It's, you know, it's also about those other three things too. So,
mm-hmm.
But the Plantrician Project is that conference is all health based, talking about what to eat, why to eat it, why to avoid meat, why to avoid fish, why to avoid eggs, and all. Anything that's animal based is actually really unhealthy for us.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't know that before, and I kind of thought I knew it, but I wasn't even close to understanding the science behind it. And it's simple, but it's just like I was in denial. So,
is this the one you're going to at the Anaheim Marriott?
Mm-hmm, yeah, Anaheim. Yeah.
Okay.
I said Santa Ana, but yeah.
Close. They're kind of close.
I think they say Santa Ana on the website, but
have you been to Cafe Gratitude?
No.
We have one in San Diego, but I think it's based out of LA. But
I go to everyone I can find, because that's a whole other area. In 2017, this next year, I'm
mm-hmm.
planning on launching a restaurant as well, both within the fitness center and then potentially as a standalone. But that's a whole other ball game with getting an investor on board. But
I bet it would do well.
Yeah, in the right location. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, here there's have you ever heard of Sun City?
No.
There's one in Arizona. There's one in Florida. There's one here in Hilton Head.
Sun City.
And, yeah, it's basically a retirement community of about 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And they all are into health and
okay.
into recreational stuff. So,
yeah.
Of course, a big city like San Diego or anywhere in California actually would do pretty well. Here,
yeah.
it's a little more strategic. I would do it in the fitness center because I already have my base.
Right.
And I can educate them and market to them directly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little more tricky. Outside of my base, it's a little more tricky because I live in South Carolina, which is a bunch of uneducated people that like to eat barbecue.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to educate the people, especially the, we have an older population in general here. Mm-hmm. So older, the older you get, the more stubborn people get.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's tricky. So I would, even though Sun City is older people, they're also trying to be young.
Yeah.
So that's why if I was going to open up a big location, it would be there, right next to Sun City. But anyways, San Diego is awesome. And Laguna Beach is like my favorite beach.
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and I went to school in Hawaii, too, so.
Oh, you did? Where?
I went on Oahu. I was at Kapi'olani.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
I just got back there 2 days ago.
Oh, are you serious? Were you on
Oahu? I love it there. Yeah, Kohalina on that side.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
It's about 20 minutes north of the airport.
Oh, okay. So I went to school on basically Diamond Head. So Kapi'olani Community College, I got my PT assistant degree there. And so I spent time there in Kailua. I spent time in Kailua, Kona. Sorry, that was the Big Island. So Kailua on Oahu.
Yes, I've been there.
And of course Waikiki. So in that area, I spent a year there. And then, but I did a clinical on the Big Island as well. So I spent a couple months over there. But yeah, I love Hawaii. That's the name of my company, Lava. Lava 24 Fitness and Lava Physical Therapy.
Okay, got it.
And so I'm also creating Massage Aloha. So that's a new company that I'm going to launch here soon.
Okay.
And, So I have a lot of Hawaii, influence.
How often do you go back?
I haven't been back.
You
so
haven't?
I still talk to my friends there, my fellow students, but yeah, it's kind of sad. My general manager for my fitness center, Lava 24 Fitness, I just sent her, she got married, and I just sent her and her husband to Hawaii for their honeymoon as a gift. And I wrap it into a commitment too. So it's like, hey, here's a $5,000 bonus, but you have to do a year commitment. That was my way to not only give her a gift, but also to keep her on board.
Yeah.
I do that for my staff, but I don't do it for myself. So I need to take the leap. I love California, and I just haven't made the leap back to Hawaii yet.
Traveling there as well, being on the East Coast, California, so it's not too far, but then the East Coast, that's, additional 5 hours.
Yeah,
or so.
It takes me seven hours to get to California, and of course, I go there primarily as a business write-off for conferences, so so it's really not a big deal, but for me to jump to Hawaii, that's, it's hard for me to find a conference there, number one, but it's just a lot longer trip, and I would want to spend at least 2 weeks there if I go.
Yeah. So, well.
But soon, 2017, I will.
Yeah.
Where's your, have you been to other islands?
Maui and the Big Island.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to
Big
Kauai
Island.
Yet.
I haven't been to Maui, but I've been to Kauai, and the Big Island is my favorite, which has, the lava is actually flowing right now. So.
Yeah, it's very different from the other islands.
Yeah, so. Kona side is the fun side, but it's still quiet. It's definitely quiet compared to Waikiki.
Yeah. I like it because it's not as, commercialized. It's very, just different.
Yeah, Hilo is where I have a really good friend that lives in Hilo.
Mm-hmm.
Her family live there, and they live on a ranch with horses and all that. It's really cool.
Oh,
and
nice.
And I—that's where I lived for 2 months when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And but they also have a place in Kona, so we went there for a long weekend. And so Kona is really cool too. It's sunny all the time, so that's I like.
I think that's the side I stayed on. Like,
Kona
side.
Most likely. Yeah. Kona is really cool. But yeah, someday soon, I hope to go back.
Yeah,
and
you should.
I'll open up a lava over there.
There you go.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I'm also going to open up Power Plant is the name of the restaurant. Power Plant Cafe.
I like that name.
The name. Yeah, thanks. I trademarked it. So now I have to launch it in 2017.
There you go.
But yeah, so that's awesome. The goal. So, all right.
Well,
I will
be
in touch with you later this morning. Actually, it's 11, coming up to 11 my time. It's still early there. I'll call you in like the next hour or so.
Okay, and I put the request in for the higher loan amount, so I should hear back here in a few hours or so.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So I'll be in touch with you in the next 2 hours then.
Perfect. Okay, thank
great.
You.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, bye.